At the Pocahontas County Commission's special meeting on December 16th, when the commissioners reached the agenda item regarding a personnel matter at Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, or PMH, they were about to go into an executive session. However, Commissioner Rubinsky suggested that they first discuss with the hospital's CEO, Andrew Baer, the general controversy among the staff at the hospital regarding a proposed vaccine mandate. Rubinsky asked Baer about the hospital's vaccine committee, and Baer explained that the committee is made up of three people, the hospital's CEO, the CFO, and chief nurse. Baer said that the committee handles medical and religious requests for exemptions from the vaccine mandates. They rely on a physician to determine the validity of any medical exemption requests, and on a law firm that specializes in human resources to determine the validity of any religious exemption requests. And he said that a large number of employees have or will apply for one of these exemptions. Baer said the problem the hospital has had with the possibility of a vaccine mandate is that they could lose a number of employees if it is implemented. He said some employees have already left and others are looking for other jobs that won't require they receive the COVID-19 vaccine. But right now, Baer said, the issue has somewhat cooled down because the courts have put a hold on the government forcing the vaccine mandate on all healthcare workers. But, he reminded the commissioners, that can change at any time. Baer said that while other hospital organizations in the state have initiated their own vaccine mandates, PMH has held off doing that and is waiting to see what happens with the court cases. The mandate issue, according to Baer, has divided the employees. Some threaten to quit if the mandate is issued, while others are quite passionate in supporting a mandate, creating some conflict among the staff. Commissioner Rubinsky said that according to his personal research into the vaccines, it looks like even people fully vaccinated can still catch and can still spread the COVID virus. He suggested that maybe it would decrease some of the conflict among staff members if both sides could understand that the unvaccinated and the vaccinated are not necessarily a threat to each other. Baer said he doesn't disagree with what Rubinsky said, but his first priority is to ensure the hospital survives this crisis. And if the courts allow the government to enforce the mandate for healthcare workers, and if PMH were to not enforce it, the hospital could lose all of its federal Medicaid and Medicare income, which make up about 80% of the hospital's income. He said since the hospital could not survive without that income, he will have to enforce the mandate if the court hold is lifted. He acknowledges that PMH may lose a lot of good staff if that happens, but that would likely be more survivable. After the discussion, the commissioners went into closed session to discuss a personnel issue concerning one employee that arose out of that conflict over the vaccine mandates. The other item on the agenda concerned one specific property and house that had been damaged during the June 13th flood. The homeowners are trying to sell the damaged home and are also looking for the commission to help them demolish it. Chuck Grishaber, director of the West Virginia Flood Insurance Plan, out of the office of the insurance commissioner, explained that the commission has three options open to it. They are, one, to initiate acquisition demolition where the county would become the landowner, but then the land must remain forever open space. The second would be mitigation reconstruction through FEMA, where an engineer would have to be hired by the county to oversee a reconstruction of the home. Or the third option, the commission can just stay out of it completely. He said the homeowner can sell it at any time during the acquisition demolition or the mitigation reconstruction processes, and any money already spent on those processes by the county would simply be lost. The commissioner said they needed to think about this more before making any decision on it. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.